Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have three folks. I have Tori O'Connell, Jan Straley, representing the Sitka Sound Science Center. Also have scientist and residency fellow, Dr. Allison Stimpert. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Holly.
Good morning. Jan, maybe you can give us a little background about this scientist and residency fellow program.
Sure, I can do that. Scientist and Residency Fellowship is a National Science Foundation funded program that the Sitka Science Center was awarded a 3-year grant, and we're in our second year, and it brings 3 to 4 scientists to Sitka for a month each, and sometimes there's two at a time, and it's a mini sabbatical for the scientists, and then they also do community engagement and outreach programs in Sitka.
How competitive is this process for people wanting to come to Sitka?
Well, we had our first go around, and Tori can actually answer that better than I can for the number of applicants we've had.
Last year, when I did our first call, we had 35 U.S. applicants and 17 international applicants, and we're not able to fund international applicants. It's quite competitive for our three spots, and this year we just closed our second round, and I think we had 22 applicants this year and 6 internationals.
Well, then you're very fortunate, Dr. Allison Stimpert, to have been chosen.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
And what is your specialty or your focus?
I study bioacoustics, which is sounds that animals make, and my focus is humpback whale sounds primarily, and also the effects of human sound on any marine mammal. So I've done a lot of work in Hawaii, and so this is a natural migration for me. Some of the same whales are in Hawaii that are up here, and so I'm interested in feeding sounds in particular, hoping to record some humpbacks while I'm here and also get some work done on some other projects.
And you have about a month here in town to work for your sabbatical.
Right, that's right. So I have enough time to work on some of my own stuff and also explore and enjoy Sitka a little bit. And we'll be doing some outreach in Sitka High School this week, which I'm really looking forward to, working with an artist that's coming up and interacting with both science and art students to talk about the intersection between those two things.
And when did you find out that this was going to be your specialty?
Bioacoustics?
Yeah.
Well, I've actually been working with whales for maybe 15 years, but I didn't really start doing acoustics until I got to grad school. So that was a bit of a steep learning curve, but it's a neat intersection because I'm really interested in behavior, and sound is so important to whales because they spend so much time underwater. So it's a nice way to figure out some things about how they're behaving underwater when we can't see them.
And how do working with students, do you have a lot of experience doing that?
I don't have a lot of experience. The limited experience I do have has been a lot of fun. Students get really excited about whales in general and about tagging whales, which is how I study them. And so I think it'll be fun to interact with some of the high school students and share some of the stuff that we've learned.
And did you have this sort of opportunity when you were a young student?
No, I didn't. I grew up in the Midwest, and we didn't have very many ocean-themed outreach projects. So it's new for me, but it's a lot of fun.
And you mentioned you were going to be collaborating with an artist. Was this your idea, or was this the Sitka Sound Science Center fixing you up?
This is the Science Center fixing us up, but I think it'll be good.
Yeah, there's a scientific illustrator that's going to be here. He's coming today, and he has done a cast of a small newborn killer whale that was found just about a year ago. It's going to be on display, and so he's going to do a really great program along with Allison in the for the Scott MacArthur's High School Science class and Galen Needham's art class.
Is this an unusual profession, or is this just one that's sort of underplayed that we don't hear about a lot?
The scientific
artist.
Good question.
Well, I think there's quite a few avenues of being scientific illustrator. One of the things that we wanted to show the high school students is that even if you don't consider yourself a scientist, there may be a place for you in a career as a scientific illustrator. And also, if you think you're just science applied and you don't have any artistic ability, you might need to think a little bit broader. So we're excited about that, and it just happened to work out well with Allison, and she's been a good sport about this. She came here to do bioacoustics, and she's getting right into the classroom right away.
Just means you're a more well-rounded scientist.
That's right. And this is our first venture in bringing a scientist and an artist into two different classrooms of the high school. So I'm really excited about it. It's a new venture for us.
Is this a setup? Is this going to be the first time you meet him when he comes into town?
No, actually, he works in California, not too far from where I live right now. So I went up and saw his studio before I came here. And it was amazing. He's got some really interesting stuff there.
That's good. And Tori, tell us about an event that's happening on Wednesday.
So Wednesday night, Ron Holstensen is a scientific illustrator. He's going to give a talk at the University of Alaska as part of the Natural History Series on, I think his title is something like Dead Animals and Alcohol and Other Projects, but really about the process that he goes through from a specimen to a model or a display. And he's done displays all over the world. He's also done some work for Hollywood in terms of, I'll get it wrong, but one of those science fiction ones. And so I think it should be a really interesting talk. And that series is funded by the Sitka Charitable Trust, but the model, the process of this art and design project was funded also by them and the CrossFit Foundation. So it just was a great synergy to have the Science and Residency Fellowship Program intersect with this local project for our high school. 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
And that is at UAS. Sitka campus,
mm-hmm.
room 229. Is it free?
It is free, of course, and there might even be coffee, but it should be really fun. And then Allison will be giving a talk later in her stay. We just started a brown bag lunch series at the Science Center, and we'll be advertising that later.
And what's coming up this summer at the Sitka Sound Science Center? You're going to have, I know you said in April, the model will be hung.
There's going to be our board is doing a big fundraising unveiling of the model, the second annual black and white event. Last year we unveiled our skeleton. This year, the model. And then Shilby Yamini will be on display. We have a new exhibit coming online that NSF funded about salmon, and Ray Troll's going to do his magic in the aquarium as well. So, the Seawalk's coming by our facility. So we're very, very excited about the changes that are going on now. We're closed to the public for about a month getting ready for a lot of this.
And that sounds completely acceptable. It sounds like there is a lot happening. So, Dr. Simpert, what do you hope the takeaway will be from all this activity when you go back?
Well, I'm just excited about learning more about teaching and interacting with students. And if we're lucky and the gray whales show up, we might make some recordings of gray whale feeding and humpback feeding as well, because I am interested in the differences between the sounds that animals make here when they're feeding versus, for example, in the Atlantic, where I've done some work, or in the Antarctic. They have slightly different acoustic repertoires, so it'll be an interesting comparison.
How often do people say, could you make that noise? What do they sound like?
Yeah, all the time. I'm really bad at it.
What's the best way for folks listening, if they want to know what that acoustic sound sounds like?
There's a few websites. Cornell in particular has a good website with a lot of animal sounds. So you can just Google humpback whale song or humpback whale sounds, and a lot of stuff should come up.
Well, we're glad you're here. I'd like to thank all my guests, Tori O'Connell, Jan Straley, and the scientist and residency fellow, Dr. Allison Stimpert. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.